Or say if this expression, if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I.
Or if it was the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as
he.
Or if you're comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I.
Say, if a man had been running for 2 miles, and after 2 miles he just had to quit, you'd say that 2 miles was the
limit.
Or talking about some ways of indicating possession, I'd say if something belongs to me, I'd say that was
mine.
And if it belongs to you, I'd say that's
yours.
And if it belongs to him, I'd say that's
his.
Or if it belongs to her, I'd say it's
that's hers.
Or if it belongs to them, I'd say it's
to they.
If several people, maybe like, you know, the company that you had yesterday, after they had ended their visit and they were about to go, what might you say to all of them together if you wanted them to return the visit sometime?
Well, hurry back.
Just say hurry back, all of them?
Yeah.
Or maybe come...
come again.
Do you ever hear people address several people at one time say something like, will y'all come again? Is it usually, you usually pronounce it y'all or you all? Or?
Yeah, we do.
Say y'all mostly?
Yeah, y'all.
Well, if you were asking about, say, something that belonged to a group of people together, say a car, for example, you might say, well, now, is this car
yours?
Ever hear people say, well, something like, is this car y'all's?
Yeah.
Is this y'all's car?
Yeah.
What about you say you've heard y'all's? Have you ever heard anybody say something like, is this y'all's?
Yeah.
Or heard that too? Do you use y'all's much?
No.
Don't use that too much?
I usually use you.
Your or your, something like that.
I can understand no one. I had to go over those things out.
Me too. I've had to teach that sort of thing myself. It's hair pulling time usually. Doesn't seem to catch. Say if I had been to a party and for some reason you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it afterwards and you wanted to know who was at the party, everybody who was there, what would you probably ask me?
I'd say who was there.
Or say if I had been to hear a speaker who was in town and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it after it was over and you wanted to know what he said, everything that he said, you'd probably ask me what?
I'd say, what did he have to say?
Have you ever heard anybody say anything like, well, who all was there?
Uh-huh.
Or what all did he say?
Yeah.
Do you know if you ever use that yourself?
I doubt if I do. Might sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I doubt.
But you do hear it in this area?
Oh, yeah.
Or say if this expression, you might say, well, if no one else will look after them, they'd better look after
themselves.
Or if, or you might say, well, now if no one else will do it for him, he'll have to do it
himself.
Could you tell me about a few different types of bread that you know about?
Bread? Corn bread? I use the term light bread a lot. That's an old term.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Meaning this, it's prepackaged, sliced